Hello, this is Peter with God's Word. Today we're going to be studying from Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20 verses 1 through 26. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water underneath the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I am the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, or your son, or your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. Now, when all the people saw the thunder and the flashes of lightning and the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, the people were afraid and trembled. They stood far off and said to Moses, "You speak to us, and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us, lest we die." Moses said to the people, "Do not fear, for God has come to test you, that the fear of him may be before you, that you may not sin." The people stood far off, while Moses drew near to the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said to Moses, thus you shall say to the people of Israel, you have seen for yourselves that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make gods of silver to be with me, nor shall you make for yourselves gods of gold. An altar of earth you shall make for me, and sacrifice on it your burnt offerings, your peace offerings, your sheep, and your oxen. In every place where I cause my name to be remembered, I will come to you and bless you. If you make me an altar of stone, you shall not build it of hewn stones. For if you wield your tool on it, you profane it, and you shall not go up by steps to my altar, that your nakedness be not exposed on it. So, we have seen many things that God has said. The people know many things. They know what they are not to do. And they know that if they stay pure, God will be with them and bless them. But, let's see what happens. In Exodus 32, we find out what happens. When Moses comes down off the mountain, well, before he comes down, let's find out. Exodus 32, 1 through 14. When the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people gathered themselves together to Aaron and said to him, up, make us gods who shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. So Aaron said to them, take off the rings of gold that are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me. So all the people took off the rings of gold that were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. And he received the gold from their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool and made a golden calf. And they said, these are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up from out of the land of Egypt. When Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, tomorrow shall be a feast to the Lord. And he rose up early the next day and offered a burnt offering and brought peace offering. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Exodus 32, 15 and 16. Then Moses turned and went down from the mountain with the two tablets of the testimony in his hand. Tablets that were written on both sides, on the front and on the back, they were written. The tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God, engraved on the tablets. And in Exodus 32, 19 through 20, and as soon as he came near the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, Moses' anger burned hot, and he threw the tablets out of his hand and broke them at the foot of the mountain. He took the calf they had made and burned it with fire and ground it to powder and scattered it on the water and made the people of Israel drink it. They had gone against God, made a new God and a new idol to worship. They did not trust that Moses was coming back. They did not find it in them to know that the person that they had put trust in to lead them out of Egypt was now the same one that would come back with God's word to tell them what they needed to do. God had told them what would happen. And in Exodus 32:35, we find out, "Then the Lord sent a plague on the people because they made the calf, the one that Aaron made." So since we're talking about plagues, let's go back to Egypt. Let's go back and see how God dealt with mankind in Egypt. Pharaoh did not want to release the Israelites, but God wanted the Israelites to be able to leave Egypt to go to the promised land. Let's look at Exodus chapter 7, starting in verse 14 and going to verse 19. Exodus chapter 7, verse 14 through 19. "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Pharaoh's heart is hardened. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning as he is going out to the water. Stand on the bank of the Nile to meet him, and take in your hand the staff that turned into a serpent. And you shall say to him, "The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, sent me to you, saying, "Let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness." But so far you have not obeyed. Thus saith the Lord, by this you shall know that I am the Lord. Behold, with the staff that is in my hand, I will strike the water that is in the Nile, and it shall turn into blood. The fish in the Nile shall die, the Nile will stink, and the Egyptians will grow weary of drinking water from the Nile. And the Lord said to Moses, say to Aaron, take your staff and stretch your hand over the water of Egypt, over the rivers, their canals, their ponds, and all their pools of water, so that they may become blood, and there shall be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, even in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone." God was not through, though. Pharaoh would not release the Israelites. God decided, okay, They've handled the blood. They figure they can work through that. Let's see if they can handle the next thing that God throws at them. Chapter 8, verses 1 through 6. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go in to Pharaoh and say to him, 'Thus says the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. But if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will plague all your country with frogs. The Nile shall swarm with frogs that shall come up into your house and into your bedroom, on your bed, and in your house of your servants and your people, and into your ovens and your kneading bowls. The frog should come up on you and on your people and on your servants.' And the Lord said to Moses, 'Say to Aaron, stretch out your hand with your staff over the rivers and over the canals and over the pools, and make frogs come up off of on the land of Egypt.' So Aaron stretched out his hand over the water of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt." Again, God has shown that he's very powerful. He made the water blood, and now he's added frogs. And in chapter 8, verse 16, he's going to add something else. Pharaoh does not want to let the Israelites go, but God is going to make it so he doesn't have much choice. It may take a little bit for them to get the message, as there are 10 plagues. But let's see. Exodus 8, verse 16. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Say to Aaron, stretch out your staff and strike the dust of the earth, so that it may become gnats in all of the land of Egypt." And they did so. Aaron stretched out his hand with his staff, struck the dust of the earth, and there were gnats on man and beasts. All the dust of the earth became gnats in all the land of Egypt. Those gnats that fly around today annoy us. The gnats, the noceums, the black flies. There are lots of different things like that. But imagine if you had to walk in to your backyard and you had to walk through a covering of gnats, a block of gnats that covered your entire backyard up to 20 feet. And if you're trying to walk to the back of your yard and you're having to deal with the gnats. And I have gotten a little ahead of myself, because the fourth plague is flies. I don't know if they're black or not, but they're flies. And we know what flies are like. And I'm sure it was a lot worse then. So let's look at Exodus chapter 8, verse 20 through 23. That is Exodus chapter 8, verses 20 through 23. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Rise up early in the morning and present yourself to Pharaoh as he goes out to the water and say to him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. Or else, if you will not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies on you and your servants and your people and into your houses. And the houses of the Egyptians shall be filled with swarms of flies, and also the ground on which they stand. But on that day, I will set apart the land of Goshen, where my people dwell, so that no swarm of flies shall be there, and that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. Thus I will put a division between my people and your people. Tomorrow this sign shall happen. God has been trying to give Pharaoh every chance to let his people go. And Pharaoh has been very stubborn about it. So far, we've seen the plague of blood, of frogs, of gnats, of flies. And now, in chapter 9 of Exodus, we're going to see the Egyptian livestock die. Again, that is Exodus 9, verses 1 through 4. Exodus 9, verses 1 through 4. Then the Lord said to Moses, go into Pharaoh and say to him, thus says the Lord, God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For if you refuse to let them go and still hold them, behold, the hand of the Lord will fall with a very severe plague upon your livestock that are in the field, the horses, the donkeys, the camels, the herds, and the flocks. But the Lord will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt, so that nothing of all that belongs to the people of Israel shall die. We're seeing that last part more and more now. God is protecting Israel and punishing Egypt. This becomes more of a great issue a little bit later, but right now we're going to move on to the next, the sixth plague. It is in Exodus chapter 9, verse 10. Exodus chapter 9, verse 10. So they took soot from the kiln and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses threw it in the air, and it became boils, breaking out in sores on man and beast. Continuing down to verse 18 through 21, we find the seventh plague. Behold, about this time tomorrow, I will cause very heavy hail to fall, such as never has been seen in Egypt, from the day it was founded until now. Now therefore send, get your livestock and all that you have in the field into safe shelter, for every man and beast that is in the field and is not brought home will die when the hail falls on them. Then whoever feared the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh hurried his slaves and his livestock into the houses. But whoever did not pay attention to the word of the Lord left his slaves and his livestock in the field. I know our Midwest in the U.S. here has seen many bad hailstorms. Hailstorms do a lot of damage. Not only do they mess up our cars, but they can do damage to houses. They can block traffic. They can tear down trees. They can do a lot of damage. And this one is very heavy hail to fall, such as never has been in Egypt from the day it was founded until now. Now, I can't tell you whether our storms in the Midwest and the Southeast are worse than that one or as bad as that one, but when you put very heavy hail upon anybody, that's a bad situation. Pharaoh is still not letting them go. So the eighth plague is in Exodus chapter 10, verses 4 through 6. That is Exodus chapter 10, 4 through 6. For if you refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow I will bring locusts into your country, and they shall cover the face of the land, so that no one can see the land. And they shall eat what is left to you after the hail, and they shall eat every tree of yours that grows in the field. They shall fill your houses and the houses of your servants, and of all the Egyptians, as neither your father nor your grandfathers have seen from the day they came on earth to this day. Then he turned and went out from Pharaoh. So Pharaoh now has locusts to worry about. The hail, I'm sure, destroyed his crops. The locust ate what was left. The stocks, I'm sure, that which was knocked down onto the ground. But the locusts are now eating things up. But again, Pharaoh will not release the Israelites. So we come to the ninth plague in chapter 10 of Exodus, verses 25 and 26. Again, that is Exodus chapter 10, verses 25 and 26. But Moses said, you must also let us have sacrificed and burnt offerings, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Our livestock also must go with us. Not a hoof shall be left behind, for we must take of them to serve our Lord God. And we do not know with what we must serve the Lord, until we arrive there. The plague is darkness, and I seem to have missed the telling about darkness there, but the ninth plague was darkness. Before the tenth plague, we have the introduction of something new, something important, something that was saving to the Israelites. It was the only way that God would pass over those that were following him and destroy those who weren't. You might have guessed, it is the Passover. Exodus chapter 12, 21 through 23. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, pick out and take lambs for yourself according to your family, and kill the Passover lamb. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of this house until morning. For the Lord will pass through to strike the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over the door and not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to strike you. If you follow me and do as I say, I will pass over. But those who don't will be killed. The destroyer will come into your house to strike you if you have not put the blood on the lintel and on the two doorposts. If you follow what God has said, he will pass over you. Otherwise, you will be destroyed. Finally, we get to the tenth plague, which is the fulfillment of what we've talked about in the Passover. Exodus chapter 11, verses 4 through 7. Moses said, thus saith the Lord, about midnight I will go out in the midst of Egypt, and every firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh, he sits on the throne, even to the firstborn of the slave girl who is behind the handmill, and all the firstborn of the cattle. There shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there has never been, nor ever will be again. But not a dog shall growl against any of the people of Israel, either man or beast, that you may know that the Lord makes a distinction between Egypt and Israel. Yes, the Lord makes a distinction between good and evil, or in this case, evil and good. Finally, Exodus chapter 12, 29 and 30. Exodus chapter 12, verses 29 and 30. And it came to pass at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne, to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of livestock. So Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptian, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. Yes, we have seen what happens to those who disobey God and those who obey God. We know the Israelites get out. God gives them a way to go through the Red Sea. But the same policy is there. The Israelites are safe. The Egyptians are dead. Next week, we will be in another book, and we'll be ready to hear you. We'll be ready to teach you, excuse me. So join us next week for another message. And thank you for listening.